A reading from the prophet Joel. Blow the trumpet in Zion, proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the people, notify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and the infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom quit his room and the bride her chamber. Between the porch and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare, O Lord, your people, and make not your heritage a reproach, with the nations ruling over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord was stirred to concern for his land and took pity on his people. In today's first reading, the prophet Joel exclaims, blow the trumpet in Zion, proclaim a fast, call an assembly. Between the porch and the altar, he wants the ministers to weep publicly before God with tears of repentance. And everyone, from elders to infants to newlyweds, is to stop what they're doing, gather, and beg God's mercy. In today's gospel reading from Matthew, however, Jesus tells people not to blow a horn, not to pray in the synagogue in the street corners, not to change their appearances. Instead, he wants people to pray in secret, to give in secret, to fast in secret. So what gives? Scripture scholars believe Joel lived around 500 years before Jesus, in a time of environmental disaster. Locust and drought had brought the people to the edge of despair, and he calls for a communal conversion of life. Jesus observed the same practices, prayer, fasting, almsgiving, that the earlier prophets like Joel had espoused, that they had become mere public show, done to gain peer approval, not a sign of true change of heart. And so Jesus calls for authentic personal conversion of life. Which are we called to this Lent? According to the lectionary of the day, both. By setting these readings side by side, the church reminds us that the hard work of conversion entails two dimensions. At a national level, we need to take a good hard look at our lives with one another and in relation to the world. And at a personal level, void of sanctimoniousness and public righteousness, each of us needs to take a good hard look at our own lives and relationships. It's not a question of communal versus individual conversion. This season calls us to both. So today, at the start of this season, spend some time reading the newspaper and asking the question, around what issues do we as a nation need to undergo a conversion? And how are you willing to be part of that national conversation during this Lenten season? Then, ask two people who know you well, what's one thing you see me doing or not doing that's keeping me from living life fully? And listen to their responses and just sit with those and jot down some notes for yourself. What could you do to engage more with the feedback that you've received? Here, in these two things, are your agenda for the coming 40 days.